The Israel Report with Rolien Marx.
Rolien Marx, the temperature is going up in the Middle East, is it not?
Allegedly, it has been quite a weekend here in the Middle East. So should we unpack the situation?
Please do, because between the boat last week with the limpet mine and the alleged sabotage of the Iranian nuclear facility, looks to me that things are getting serious.
Well, let's talk about this alleged sabotage, and what the Iranians are saying is that it was a blast. They don't reckon that it's going to put them out of business for too long. They say it was a small explosion that is quickly repairable, that it happened at the electricity distribution center, and that anything damaged can be repaired quickly. This is not what they would say yesterday. Yesterday there was outcry that this could set the Iranian program back some 9 months. Now, yesterday was National Nuclear Day in Iran. You know, one has to wonder about their choice of holiday. And of course, things immediately point at Israel. And what's been very interesting is that our defense minister, Benny Gantz, has ordered the probe now into this kind of chatter, alleging that Israel was responsible for this. You know, Israel's neither going to confirm or deny any kind of military operations, especially one like this. But we have heard from the Iranian officials who are vowing revenge on the Zionists. That's their words, not mine. We've also heard from an ex-IDF intelligence chief. He says that every possible mechanism has been tried, that you know, any kind of leaning hard on the Iranians has been tried to no end. I mean, we've heard from the Germans today criticizing any attempt to not get into a nuclear deal. It seems that they are still extremely naive of the irony of all countries, Germany, on what the Iranian intention with is. Coupled with that, we've also got the U.S. Defense Chief, Lloyd Austin, the only man I know who's as tall as Benny. He's in the country at the moment to talk about regional security issues. Very interesting to note that in the meeting with Prime Minister Netanyahu, this wasn't on the agenda. It was on the agenda yesterday with the defense minister. But what he did reiterate is that U.S. support for Israel is ironclad. And this comes at a time when, you know, Israelis are engaging more and more with the Biden administration about the dangers of getting into a nuclear deal with the Iranians. You know, from my point of view, and I'm looking at it and just echoing a conversation you and I had last week, this is very much feeling like Neville Chamberlain's Peace in Our Time when we talk about Iranian deals. But with regards to the sabotage on Natanz, which is one of the main areas where they are escalating the enrichment of the centrifuges, they've called it a terror attack or nuclear terrorism. If that isn't an ironic choice of words, I've yet to hear any. But this is where we sit at the moment. Of course, no confirmation or denial from Israel on any involvement on this attack.
Rolien, the ordinary Israeli, the person in the street, are they feeling some sort of increased tension? And why I'm asking the question is, it seems to me, is that if these are, in fact, Israeli actions, they are going to force Iranian hands to do something maybe we don't want them to do.
Well, this is the concern. This is the concern, and they have been warning given us to be careful of anything that deals with Iranian anyway, because Iranians could be trying to lure possible Israelis in order to kidnap them. There have been threats on Israelis outside of the country anytime there is some kind of escalation or escalation, certainly in rhetoric. You know, if you're talking about in Israel at the moment, our thoughts don't really turn to Iran. Maybe you and I have more of a sensitivity to it because this is what we cover. But the average Israeli, you know, might come up as a vague topic at Shabbat dinner. But right now, the main concern is the recovery out of the pandemic? Are we going to have a government anytime soon? And for the next couple of days, our focus very much is on commemorating Yom HaZikaron, and then Yom HaAtzmaut, which will happen on Thursday.
I just want to go back to that comment by the U.S. Defense Secretary about this ironclad guarantee of Israel's security. You know, one needs to bear in mind that the American Democratic Party does have an extreme left. They are the squad. They no doubt are not happy about this. Yet that was still a very strong, unequivocal statement, which must give you a sense of confidence, Raline.
It does give a sense of confidence, and we also have to remember that, you know, the squad are the squad because they are working against the establishment. They are relatively young, and the beauty of a democracy is that you can have elements within bigger parties that disagree with each other. You know, that's healthy, or so I've been told. You know, I don't know so much these days, Simon. But yes, they are noisy, but they don't represent the majority of lawmakers, bipartisan lawmakers, and that is where our focus has to be.
Okay. Let's talk COVID. Has Israel reached herd immunity?
Well, it looks like, according to one of our health ministry officials yesterday, that Israel has indeed reached what he calls some kind of herd immunity, and discussions underway to lift more restrictions with regards to education. Some schools are still operating in pods. We're hoping to get to a situation where nobody has to go to school in accordance to the pods. And discussion underway whether or not Israel should start vaccinating kids under the age of 16.
This very interesting story of Prince Philip, a man who we were talking about earlier. You know, there are those who think he was a racist. I've argued you've got to look at him in context. Even the British were saying too much time was spoken about his funeral. How has his death been received in Israel?
There has been a phenomenal amount of coverage in Israel on the death of His Royal Highness, the Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh. And I know these people say he's a racist because he's infamous for his death, and it has come out that there is a reason why he likes to mix it up. He very much is seen as trying to break the very, very formal tension that people could have around the royal family. But what has been interesting to see is that no sooner had the news of his passing been announced than President Rivlin, Prime Minister Netanyahu, spokesperson of our Foreign Minister Lior Hayat, and our ambassador to the United Kingdom, Tsipi Hotsavelli, released statements immediately. In fact, way before President Biden had issued a statement, and all spoke very, very touchingly of his an unbelievable dedication to duty and to service and to the service of the people, but also to the special bond that he has to Israel. Now, I had to investigate this thing at the Kocha level that I am. And apart from his ties with Israel because of his mother, who's honored as a righteous amongst the nation for saving the Cohen family during the Shoah, during the Holocaust, he also supported a lot of Zionist causes, one of them being the Jewish National Fund, the JNF, and he had some fruity words for anybody who was a critic of him supporting Israeli causes. And also one very dear to my heart, which is WISO, the Women's International Zionist Organization. We adopted to our school his Duke of Edinburgh Award in 1982, and many kids from disadvantaged situations or troubled situations have gone on to a much, much better start in life with thanks to his Duke of Edinburgh Awards, which are adopted not just by WISO, but by many schools and youth villages across the country. And, of course, there was his tremendous support for the Jewish Legion, Jewish officers who had served during the Second World War. And for anyone who says that he is a racist, apparently he had some words, again, very fruity and contemptible for anyone who was seen as sympathetic towards the Nazis. So it shows, you know, he wasn't a politically correct man, but that's kind of why he was.
Well, his own sisters, Rolene. I mean, there's a picture of him at his sister's funeral with SS regalia behind him. I mean, clearly this was a difficult situation for him, and he could have, he didn't. He stayed as far as that as he possibly could. So kudos to him. Couldn't have been easy.
Absolutely. And to echo President Rivlin and the Prime Minister, may his memory be a blessing.
That's a lovely place to leave it, Rolene Marks. Thank you as always, and we will chat again tomorrow.
Absolutely, for a more somber edition of the Israel Report.
That's for 100% sure.